Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's a lovely, lovely Monday night, and we are in the studio tonight. I love this lady. I've been talking to her over the weekend, and she is actually a very beautiful, not just on the outside, but on the inside, beautiful, talented Cassandra Ann Kelly. She's a gifted singer and songwriter who's driven to deliver R&B, hip-hop, and inspirational sound. This is going to change the lives of all that hear it. I've actually listened to her music. She's in the studio with me tonight. Cassandra has a passion that burns within for music and melody. I also am going to talk to Cassandra's president of Quest Music. He's in the studio with us tonight. Also, Sonny Smith of Orlando, Florida. He's also in the studio with us this evening. We want to give a round of applause for the lady in charge doing her thing, representing Greensboro, North Carolina, the Jeep Borough. I like that. Miss Cassandra Kelly, how you doing tonight, Miss Lady?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me on your show, and I'm just excited to be here.
Oh, well, I love that. Thank you so much for being a guest on my show tonight. So, Miss Cassandra, we're going to get straight to it, get straight talk. You are a woman in charge. You've been doing your thing, and your sound is amazing. I like it. So what got you started with becoming a singer and songwriter, if you could let me know about that?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. When I was 5 years old, my mom was the minister of music at Bible Way Church here in Greensboro, North Carolina. And so I used to sit on the pew just listening to her play the piano and sing. And I was just like, oh, I just want to be old enough to sing, because it was at a certain age you can join the choir. And so when I turned that age, boy, I'm telling you, I couldn't shut up. It was on after that. I just wanted to sing, and that's what I've been doing ever since. So my mom really played a huge role in that.
Well, I like that. I like that. So with your mother's inspiration and you being very young, it always seems like singers get their start in church. It always seems like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I was
now,
definitely there in church.
I got a question. You and I had a conversation over the weekend, and so you told me that you were not really a native of Greensboro, North Carolina. So where are you originally from, if you could let some of the listeners know?
I am originally from Alexandria, Virginia. My family moved here, you know, when I was a young age, and so that's why I'm saying, yes, I'm a native of Greensboro, because I've been here all my life.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I like that. So, Ms. Cassandra Kelly, I just want to give some of the listeners tonight, let's hear a little bit of an excerpt from Ms. Cassandra Kelly. She calls this one Never Gonna Give Up.
Yeah. Quest.
Yo, never tear me down, always build me up. When my back's against the wall, never give me up. Always by my side, anything I need. Just a phone call away, always there for me. When them times get hard, keep me motivated. All the little things you do, I appreciate it. But here's a toast to you, you helped me make it through. I got your back for life, I'm right here for you.
Cassandra, what was the inspiration behind Never Gonna Give Up? And then
Never
who's the artist that's rhyming on there with you, if you don't mind me asking?
Actually, that's Daily Man, who's
okay.
on the phone now. I begged him, I'm like, please do the rap for me. And he was like, oh, you're trying to get me to do some rap. And so anyway, it's Daily Man from Quest. And so what inspired me to write this song is that, you know, I look at the state of the world today, you know, and it's just so much hardship and so much hate in the world. And I'm like, I refuse to be that way. I still have love in my heart and hope for man. And so I'm never going to give it up, helping my brother, and never going to give up what I believe in. And it just inspired me, the state of the world.
I like that. So let's hear from Mr. Daily Man. Daily, you actually are in the studio tonight. Daily's president of Quest Music. And you can elaborate on, I didn't know you had skills like that, Ryman. Let me hear about that.
My skills.
Uh-oh.
You're doing it about me rapping? I've pretty much been rapping since I was in middle school. But I kind of got away from it a little bit, but Cassandra manages to talk me into it.
I did.
We just put the track together, you know, came up with it, and it came out great, you know.
I'm pretty impressed. This is Ty Jones. This is the voice of the people. And Miss Cassandra, I'm going to be right back with you, sweetheart. You can. You're quite welcome, honey. Hi, Jones, the voice of the people, and we are talking tonight to Cassandra Kelly, beautiful, gifted singer and songwriter. Hi, my man Dean Geronimo in the house tonight. Blog Talk Radio is the website that you can follow us on. Follow us at www.blogtalkradio.com/Ty Jones, the voice, and like us on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TIEJONES, the voice. So, Gene Geronimo, he's the producer of the show. Gene, why don't you let the people know where they can find you?
Wow. You know what? They can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/Dean Geronimo, all right? That's where I can be found.
Now, Miss Cassandra Kelly, you're in the house tonight. Why don't you tell all the lovely listeners, because we're going to continue with the interview, tell all of our beautiful listeners tonight, where can they find you, Miss Cassandra Kelly?
They can find me on Reverb Nation, iTunes, Amazon, YouTube, Facebook. I have a Facebook fan page, so definitely come and visit me and check me out.
Okay. Now, Cassandra, quickly, do you have anything up and coming before I get into talking to my Mr. Daily, president of Quest Music? Anything coming up?
Any shows, upcoming shows, it's going to start off since the holidays are here. We're actually going to start booking for January, unless there's a holiday show for me to do. But other than that, it's going to kick off in January for me, doing more shows.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, when you have shows, are there any website in particular that your fans or new listeners can actually follow and find your tour date?
Yes. Ryan?
Yes, yes. You can go to QuestInternationalOnline.com. You can get all the information about all our artists as well as upcoming shows and events and things like that. So definitely.
And also, they'll find it on Facebook as well. And, you know, my manager, Sonny Smith, is on the line. And, you know, if they want to book me for an occasion, they can definitely call Sonny Smith, my manager, at, you know, 386-837-9094.
Okay. Hey, so Sonny, you're being Cassandra's manager. Give me some insight on how is it to handle Cassandra. Is she pretty easy to work with? Is she a handful? What do you got to say about that?
Cassandra's not that easy to work with sometimes, you know. But no.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with that too. I'm gonna agree with that.
Oh my gosh!
Nah, just,
Cassandra, they don't have their 5 minutes in the sun, so let them talk. Well, I got to hear from them. Now I'm gonna let you rebuttal that. So, Sonny, you think he's difficult to work with? How is it being a manager and dealing with artists? And this is your female artist, so you got to cater to her and her needs. I hope you do a good job of doing that.
Well, that's true, but I was an entertainer myself at one time, so I know the whole situation. It's not a problem with me. I know attitudes and all of this kind of stuff. So it doesn't bother me when she gets into her moods. I just kind of bring her back down by reciting or reading a scripture from the Bible or praying with her or whatever.
Num yo ho ringgit yo. Oh,
that's
I'm sorry.
How you have to get Cassandra back down to earth. Because sometimes you get overexcited and she begins to want to move a little bit too fast. And so we have to kind of pull her back in underneath the weather sometimes. But other than that,
well,
she's
a
wonderful, wonderful
person.
That's
actually the beauty of being a manager. So how long have you been managing Cassandra?
Oh, I've only been managing Cassandra about a month now. Not much longer.
Wow.
Not long.
So it's a brand new relationship. So
yeah,
if you don't mind me asking, is Cassandra considered an independent free agent? Or you guys have anything going on with any negotiations for her to be signed to a label or anything such as that?
At this time, I'm working on that. But at this particular time, no, she's not in the process of signing with a label of anything that I know of at this
point.
Well, because
yeah,
she could tell me if she did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go
okay,
ahead,
Daily. Daily,
huh?
President of
Daily
Music. What's your involvement with Cassandra?
Well, she's actually signed to Quest International Music Group. It's an independent label. But we're definitely looking to collab with other labels as well. So
okay.
Yeah.
So you're looking to collaborate with other labels. I've got Nino Villanova.
Yeah.
I'm going to allow Nino to introduce himself to the world. Nino actually has a label of his own called World Records. Their motto is, we are a movement making an impact worldwide. He's been taking a listen to some of Cassandra's music. He's in the studio tonight. Nino, say hello to the audience tonight.
Hi, audience.
So,
hello.
Nino, you've been hearing what they've been talking about tonight, Cassandra and her music and her sound. And you yourself have your own label. You manage different artists. Well, you're in charge of several artists. So what do you think about some of the things you've been hearing tonight about her management 1 month in? She has got some amazing stats on Verb Nation, and she's doing inspirational R&B music. What's your opinion? Or do you have any questions for Cassandra Kelly tonight?
This sounds good. She's on the same vehicle as, what's her name, Tamara Braxton?
Uh-huh.
She's an inspirational sort of an R&B singer. So the R&B singer with an inspirational feel, and she did very successful with her album.
Okay.
Last year, so I understand what direction she's gone in.
So now you heard that Cassandra's manager and also Daily President just mentioned that, you know, they're looking to collaborate with other labels that are doing their thing. What do you have any input to say about that?
Collaborating which way? What?
Daily, did you hear Nino's question?
Yes, you. I didn't hear. No, I didn't hear the whole question. What was that?
Other labels.
I was saying,
oh,
which way does he? Which way does he want to collaborate?
Well, yeah,
which way are you trying to collaborate with other labels?
Yes, as far as promotion and distribution, things like that. I'll just try to get on a wider plateau. You know, we are independent, so you know the main goal is to get out there and get the music out as far as we can and to as many people as we can. So if we need to collaborate with other labels to do that, we definitely want to do that.
Okay. So you seeking distribution?
Yes, yes, for her album. Her album will actually be out next month. And
I'm fully distributed. And I've been in the business for about 25 years. So independent is basically just another level of saying that we're not the top five majors. But, yeah, maybe that's something I can assist you with, getting yourself distributed.
Yes, yes, definitely. Yes, that'll work.
So
she's,
I like that, what
I'm
hearing for you, Ms. Kelly. So what we'll do is, you know, after the interview this evening, Cassandra and Daily and Sunny, I'll forward your information over to Nino Villanova of World Records, and then you guys can take it from there. How about that?
Okay, yeah, that sounds great.
That sounds great.
Sounds good.
Sounds like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, they can look me up on the website.
So right now,
Thank you, Nino.
The voice of the people. I'm going to let you guys know you can find Nino. Nino has a wonderful website that's full of information. You go to WHIRLRECORDS.com. So that's worldrecords.com.
Okay.
And you can find out all the information about Nino, his movement, the artists, and how to contact them. I will be able to assist by sending you that information, Miss Kelly. I'll do it this evening at the wrap.
Okay.
So I got some questions for, you know, before I go further and get into the interview, I have Tara. Tara from McLeansville, North Carolina. You're in the studio.
McLeansville.
How are you doing, Tara?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
Hi, Tara. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing
We're
great.
Doing
Thank
that.
You
up, Sarah.
For calling in.
No problem.
Tara,
yeah.
Let me ask you, how do you, are you a fan of Cassandra Kelly's? Have you ever heard any of her music? What's your affiliation?
Yes, I've heard a lot of her music. I have been there when she was writing some of her music, and I had a question for her. I wanted to know if I was an inspiration in any of those songs.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yes. Definitely an inspiration.
Oh, man, I'm scared to ask which ones.
It's a lot of them, a lot of them.
But I just want you guys to know that she really puts in a lot of thought, energy, time, and I've never met a more committed person, you know, so she's just excellent, awesome sauce.
Well, thank you for calling
so
in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cassandra. I want you to stand by, Cassandra. Stay in the studio with us. Thanks for calling in tonight. Well, if you have any more questions to talk to Ms. Kelly about, feel free to ask. And I am going to do one thing. I want to let some of the listeners know. Here's another track from Ms. Cassandra Kelly. She calls this one, You Make Me Feel.
This is a William and Dream.
Cassandra, I got a question. What was the inspiration behind You Make Me Feel? That's Miss Cassandra Kelly, the single is You Make Me Feel. Cassandra, I would like to know, what were you feeling? And who was making you feel like what, honey? I want to know.
Well, to be honest, you know, I've come out of bad relationships. And so there's this one person, you know, that, you know, treated me like I was a princess and showed me differently than the abuse and the hurt and pain that I come from. And so I was like, wow, I got this track, and I'm just like, you make me feel. So that's how I felt. He made me feel like I'm alive and like I'm a child, you know, because he provided everything and just made me feel a certain way, good about myself. And that was just the opposite of what I was used to.
I like
that. And so that's what inspired me. A great person came into my life and made me feel a certain way, and I'm thankful.
Well, I do thank the Lord that you are turning your lemons into lemonade and breathing life and inspirational things as far as your music, and even reflecting on some of your past relationships and actually able to write that. So you do write your own music, is that right?
Yes, I do write lyrics.
Okay.
I do.
This is the thing that I want people to know tonight. Music is something that is deep within the soul of man. Cassandra Kelly, she's an amazing artist, and Cassandra is got some wonderful stats. Right now, you rank number 2 for Reverb Nation in Greensboro, North Carolina. I like that about you. I also know that you have a charity. 50% of your sales go to Hyper International. I was looking that up, and it's pretty cool because Hyper International is a non-for-profit organization working to eradicate poverty and hunger through sustainable values-based holistic community and a development. So that's pretty cool that you guys are actually doing something to give back, because you know what they say, oh, people just make it big and they don't do nothing to give back. So let me ask you, Mr. Daly, president of Quest Music, so what was the motivation behind choosing that particular non-for-profit for Cassandra?
Well, basically, her first single was All We Need Is Love, and, you know, I was like, you know, the message in the song, pretty much, they said there's a lot of things going on in the world, and really we just need to love each other instead of fighting. So she, we was like, well, you know, showing love would be definitely putting an end to poverty, putting an end to hunger. So we kind of looked into the organizations and just decided to go with them because they actually, that's actually what they do. So, So we thought giving half of the proceeds for that particular song would go well with the message that we were trying to get out there.
Exactly.
I like that. I like that. So, you know, it's good to see a woman like yourself that's singing R&B and it's inspirational and you're actually giving back to a worthy cause. So that's very admirable. We've got Albert Lee calling in from Brunswick, Georgia. Albert, do you have anything that you would like to talk to Cassandra about tonight, Albert Lee from Brunswick, Georgia?
Well, I'm so thankful for...
Hi.
How you doing, Cassandra?
I'm good.
You know, I'm so glad that you posted that you was going to be on this program tonight because it gave me an opportunity to get to know some other people that I don't know as well. And I'm really, really thankful. And my whole thing in life is, you know, to try to get to know you. And even these people that you're talking with there tonight, I've just been listening for a few minutes, and I'm glad that this type of thing is going on. I hope to meet some of these people and get them to come and do some things in the southeastern part of the United States. I live 30 minutes from the Atlantic Ocean in a little town called Brunswick, Georgia. And, you know, I'm hoping to get things where you can come here and perform as well. So I got to do the right things to get you here. So, you know, I'm going to need positive response from everybody. I also talked with Mr. Ryan Daly a couple of nights ago, and I was glad to talk with him as well. So just going to stay at bay.
Albert, can I tell you something? I think, if I'm not correct, I know that, you know, Mr. Daly is her president, but you also might need to negotiate something with Mr. Sonny Smith in Orlando, Florida. Is that right, Sonny?
That is very true. I will handle the booking and stuff of that nature. So just get a hold of me on the number that was given by Cassandra.
Yes.
Which is 386-837-9094.
You hear that, Mr. Albert Lee calling in from Brunswick, Georgia? You might want to go through Sonny Smith, manager for Cassandra Kelly. Cassandra, you're just getting a whole lot of love tonight, honey.
I am. I feel the love.
God is good.
And I have a lot of people in Orlando already, so that's like stomping ground when I'm there in that area as well. I'm familiar with Thomas McCleary that played guitar for the Commodores and just a host of other people. I hadn't been in touch with them in recent years, but they there, you know, and they're the type of people that if they can help. Pee-wee is what we always call them there in Orlando. And those type positive people, you know, they'll lend a hand if given the opportunity as well, you know, the right connections to make. So, I forget his name, but I got to get all his information jotted down and talk with him further, you know, because it sounds like
just forward it to me. Thank you. Sonny Smith.
Okay, Jones.
The voice of the people. I'm going to keep this going in my direction, people. Just so you know, this is my show. Thank you, though, Albert Lee, for talking, making your insights, so we can make some negotiations, things such as that, after the show. That's where that goes down. You can find Ty Jones along with Dean Geronimo on Facebook, and we are facebook.com/ Ty Jones The Voice. We also are on blogtalkradio.com. You can follow us, and we would love for you to follow us. Follow us at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Ty Jones The Voice. Tonight in the studio, I'm going to keep the focus on Miss Cassandra Kelly, her movement, her music, what she's doing, and all of the... calls in to keep my focus for tonight and my guests, so I'm going to respect her for that. Cassandra, what else in the studio... Jimmy Jackson from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is calling in. Jimmy Jackson,
okay.
Do you have any questions for Cassandra tonight?
Yes, it's great to hear Miss Cassandra's sound so good tonight. She has such a sultry voice. I was calling, actually by mistake, I was listening. I'm over at my sister's house, and I was listening to the blog. I said, well, let me call in because we have an investment group, and we would like for to show some love to Miss Cassandra to come to Philadelphia to perform and just show her great love. She's a great artist. This is a great unfound artist.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll definitely contact.
Thank you for acknowledging her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Hi, Cassandra, honey.
Yes.
Yes, but I guess my question is...
Cassandra, go ahead.
I was saying definitely contact Sonny Smith to
uh-huh.
book shows, and
okay.
that number is, if you have a pen, available, or I think Ty's going to give information after the show, Ty.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give information in between the show, Jimmy
okay.
Jackson. Right, we'll go with that. Any questions
okay.
for Cassandra tonight, Jimmy, besides the acknowledgement, the invitation to Pennsylvania? Did you have anything in particular you wanted to ask Ms. Kelly tonight?
Well, I missed part of the show, and I just didn't know who was her inspiration. What singers did she listen to? Because I could tell by the sounds that she listened to some, great people as she was growing up.
Yes, well, I loved Mahalia Jackson. Oh, my gosh, loved her growing up. And Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle. I mean, so it's so many great artists,
yeah.
but those are the main ones that influenced me.
Those are great,
as well
great
as
artists.
My mom.
Yeah.
as well as my
artists.
Mom. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you
well,
so
you
much
good
for
night,
calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
You
have
too.
A good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jimmy Jackson. You can stay on and listen, continue to listen to the show if you'd like. We thank you for calling
okay.
in and supporting Cassandra. This is Ty Jones, the voice of the people. In tonight's studio is Ms. Cassandra Kelly of Greensboro, North Carolina. Cassandra
Hello.
Has got some... Hi, honey. I want you to... I'm going to expand. Giving some people some insight about her. Cassandra actually has got some impressive stats. I'll ask you about that, Cassandra. You've got about
okay.
617 Twitter followers. Reverb Nation, you've got 384 fans. Total fans overall, 3,104. And you ranked number 2 in Greensboro, North Carolina. So, Cassandra, if you could expand on that, let the listeners know. What did it take for you to get to that level?
Oh, gosh. It took a quest to help me. It just, hard work, teamwork from myself and Quest Music Group, and that's what did it, just teamwork.
Okay. So, Quest, did you want to expand on that, daily president of Quest Music?
We set up everything, and we kind of, make sure we stay active on Twitter, Facebook, and Reverb, and just constantly putting new pictures, new material up, so, keep everybody engaged. And her fan base is just growing as a result of that. So that's pretty much how we were able to get up to the number 2 on Reverb and get the followers and everything. Yeah. Just a little
cool.
work.
I like
social
that.
Networking. Yes.
Very cool. So, Cassandra Kelly, you've got another thing I just want to let people hear a tiny bit of what's going on tonight. Dean Geronimo, come up in. Let people know where they can find us. Dean Geronimo is in the studio with me tonight. So, Dean, let the people, let the listeners know, where can they find us? Where can they find you? Let them know about Voice of the People.
Well, okay. Well, they can find us at on Facebook at the Voice of the People. It is, what is it? Facebook.com/Todd Jones The Voice. You can also find us here on blogtalkradio.com at Todd Jones The Voice. So, we're here. We're on social media. Follow us, like us, listen to us. We greatly appreciate you.
Yo, Dean, what did you think about Miss Kelly thus far? You've been listening in. You got any insights you'd like to tell to the listeners?
Real nice, smooth vibe. I'm in the background posting stuff all over the place, see if anybody else calls in. But I like what I hear from my fellow Virginian right there.
That is true, Cassandra. Dean Geronimo, producer of the show, is actually from Petersburg, Virginia, so I think he's also very supportive of that. Is that a fact, Dean?
Oh, most definitely. Two up, two down.
Well, kudos. Thank you so much, Dean. Thank you. So we've got Miss Cassandra Kelly in the studio. Cassandra, I'm going to let them hear one more of your tracks before we end this segment tonight. I do appreciate you coming in. And Sunny Smith of Orlando, that's her manager. If anybody needs to get at Cassandra, they need to go through either Daily President of Quest Music, and if you need any bookings information, you should go through Sunny Smith, located in Orlando, Florida. Sunny's number is 386-837-9094. That's 386-837-9094 for inquiries on bookings for Cassandra Kelly. And you can find Cassandra on Facebook. You can type in her name and look for her. It's C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A. Last name is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Look her up on Facebook, and she can pretty much respond. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't want you to harass the sister, but definitely look her up, send her a poke. You know, everybody likes to be poked every now and then. I don't know about you, Cassandra, but I don't mind being poked every now and then.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Me, just don't poke the heck out of me, but you can send me a poke. Cassandra, what do you feel about, what's your thoughts on Facebook and being on there on social media? Are you getting approached a lot? You know, are you single?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
What's going on?
I am single, but I get proposals every day just about on Facebook. I mean, it's cool for marketing, and, you know, that's what I use it for marketing. And informing, you know, people. And I do want to say, before we go off the air, I thank you so much for inviting me on your show, Ty. And I just appreciate what you represent. Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Nino. I just wanted to say thank you to Sonny and Ryan as well. Thank everyone for joining the show, as well as the fans that called in and everyone that called in on my behalf. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome, Cassandra. I definitely will be giving Nino's information to, is it best that I give it with Daily, since you two spoke, Daily, president of Quest Music, would you be the person that Nino deals with, since he does have a distribution deal, and you would be the appropriate person to pass on information
Nino? Yes, for distribution.
Okay.
Yeah, I would be the
one. Nino's located in Atlanta, Georgia. So, and I would share with Cassandra the link to World Records. I'll definitely do that for you all just so you have it. I would love for you guys to keep in touch. You never know what could happen, but this is Ty Jones, the voice of the people, always trying to make things happen for those that are giving back to the community. Cassandra Kelly, beautiful singer-songwriter of Greensboro, New York. I like her style. I'm feeling Cassandra. I'm an endorser, too. Let her know that, you know, I'm a Durhamite. I stayed in Durham for a little bit, so hey, I'm a rep North Carolina. You know,
all
I don't
right.
mind doing that. Here's another Here's another single for y'all to hear. This is Cassandra Kelly, and it's You're the One.
Can make you feel.
Okay.
And
you seem
so,
to be a
yeah.
very sensual, touchy feely feeling of a woman, it sounds like it.
Yes, I am.
And
so
that's in a good
inspires
way.
Me, just how people make me feel, you know. So I'm inspired by people. I really am.
Okay.
By experience,
so,
life experience.
So a lot of your music comes from your life experiences?
Yes.
Okay. I like that. So now, Cassandra, with that said, quick question. What was the inspiration behind you even collaborating with Daily, president of Quest Music Group, and what inspired you to even want to deal with your management that's in Orlando? If you could give the listeners a little input about that.
Mm-hmm. What inspired me with Quest, oh gosh, it's such a long story, but I had a partner before, but it went sour, and so Quest ended up reaching out to me, Daily did, and so that was it, and I started driving, you know, to Charlotte and recording, and so we connected like that, and then as far as Sunny, we met on Facebook. And I was at the
okay.
point now in my career, I'm like, gosh, I need a manager now. I need a manager because I'm ready, you know, to do this, this, and that. And so I talked to Daly, and he was like, yep, you need a manager. And so, and it was just like he was just heaven sent. It was
okay.
like he came to me, and so it was just, it was a blessing. And so that's
so
how
Cassandra,
we connected.
What insights, Cassandra, would you give to some of these young aspiring artists, these young ladies that are trying to get in the music game, and everything looks glitzy and glamour on the exterior, the pictures, the photo shoots,
mm-hmm.
you know, but
mm-hmm.
what advice would you give the young women that are trying mm-hmm. to get into this game called the music industry? If you had some
mm-hmm.
advice for them, what advice would you give them if they don't know how to start this?
I would advise them, you know, to do what it is inside of them as far as being creative and writing your own song, do what's inside of them, and then just stay humble in doing it and make the right connections to get your stuff done.
And thank you for that. So, Daly, president of Quest Music, you have any advice for the young ladies or young men that are trying to get themselves started in the industry? Would you have some insight to give them?
Just stay persistent. Keep going after your dream. Don't ever let nobody tell you you can't do something. Just
mm-hmm.
continue to strive and move forward. And, you know, opportunities will come. You just got to go get them, you know.
Okay, so since I'm going to ask about the opportunity tonight, if they was trying to get at you, Daly, they're hearing Cassandra's show tonight. Are you taking on artists?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can actually submit to quest.demosubmission@gmail, or you can email us at questmusicgroup@gmail. You can also submit through the website, which is questinternationalonline.com. And and hit us on Facebook as well. You can search for QMG on Facebook, and we're there as well. So yeah, we're always looking for material. We're always looking for producers, especially producers. Definitely in the looking for producers right now.
Are you QMG music group? So you know what? He's absolutely right, guys. So he's not fibbing. I just looked him up myself to make sure he's telling us the truth. It's capital Q dot M dot G. That's Quest Music Group. You can find them. They actually are a legitimate company. We love that about them. QMG, Quest Music Group. Go there on Facebook. Look them up, people. So this is for any young person, or if you're not young, not so young, you're interested in getting into the music business, maybe you don't know how to start. Well, you know what? Quest Music Group has got something for you. So go to their Facebook page and like them. Send them a message. Give them some insight on what it is you're doing. I'm sure Mr. Daly himself will respond back. Is that right, Daly?
That is correct. Yes, I stay on social media, so I respond. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling that. I thank you for being our guest tonight. And we've got, let's see, I already gave you Never Gonna Give Up. Did I, Cassandra? Did you hear Never Gonna Give Up tonight?
Yeah, that was the first one.
Yeah, that was the first one.
And then
yeah, that was the first.
I did All We Need Is Love. Have I done that one?
No.
No, you haven't done All We Need Is Love. No.
Okay, so that's going to be my last one for the night. So let's get a snippet of Cassandra Kelly's. I actually did like that one, Cassandra. I liked the video.
Thanks.
You can find her on YouTube as well, people. Cassandra Kelly, All We Need Is Love. I like the video. I love the message. I think we all do need a little love in this world. Because the attention is on Ebola for some apparent reason, and ain't nobody dying from Ebola. So let's see a little bit of All We Need Is Love. Behind, it's a beautiful song, beautiful lyrics, and I think the world does need a lot of love. What's going on in the society today? You got different scenarios with bullying, and you got different scenarios with racism, sexism. So that's my opinion. But give the listeners some insight of your motivation and what inspired you to even want to write. If you did write it, you did write the song, did you not?
Yes, I did. What inspired me, that was my motivation. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, and your inspiration was what, honey?
That was my motivation was the state of the world. It always takes me back, and I have a big heart. And sometimes I'm burdened with everything that I see happening in the world. And so that was my motivation. And I heard the track, and I'm like, all we need is love. And that's what came to me. And so that inspired me just looking at, on the news, and you have the mothers killing the children and just so much destruction. And so, yeah, that was my inspiration. All we need is love. We don't have to kill all the bullying, like you said. Why do we have to kill each other to resolve things? We don't have to resolve them. So, so that was my inspiration, my motivation. All we need is love. Just stop and rethink and show them love instead of killing your brother. Show love.
Well, I like that. And so with that said, the video, who shot your video? Because you can find her video on YouTube, and you can just look it up. The song is All We Need Is Love. You go to YouTube and type it in, and you can look at the video. The video was pretty cool. You know, I watched her video. I see the young kid. You know, young kid is getting bullied right in the very beginning of the video. I see the two boys. You know, one kid is like my boy getting in a fight.
Yeah.
And then he winds up having a fight just to defend himself. So I did like that type of imagery because it seems to be a struggle with the young people today. So who shot your video, and where did you guys shoot? Was it on location in North Carolina? If you give the listeners some insight on that.
Yes. Ryan, actually Williams family.
Yeah, James J. Dot Williams. Yeah.
Yes, they actually shot the video, and it was shot in Winston, North Carolina, which is about 20, 25 minutes away from here in Greensboro. So it was shot on location.
Okay. And Daily, a president of Quest Music. So did you have any involvement with the shooting of Cassandra's video?
Oh, yeah, I actually did. I put a little input in, but mainly James J. Dot Williams came up with the concept, and Cassandra had a lot of input. We all just kind of put it together collectively. I made a cameo in the video with her as well. We had a good time.
Okay.
Had a good time shooting the video.
So
do you guys got any other projects coming up for videos?
Yes, we're actually. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You go ahead.
Oh well, the next single is You're the One, which you played earlier. She also taught me into rapping on that one as well. So. We're going to shoot that video in probably a couple of weeks. And then the album should be dropping right before Christmas, maybe around the middle of December. We're going to drop the album. So that's what we're working on right now. So the video and getting the album ready for next month.
I like that. So let me ask you a question, Daily. Since you guys are shooting this video, are you shooting it in North Carolina?
Yeah, we're definitely shooting it in North Carolina. Yes.
Where
in North Carolina? Haven't pinpointed a location yet, but yeah, definitely North Carolina. Yeah.
So when you guys do shoot it, are you going to be looking for extras for the video? Can young ladies or men send you some insight? Will you have some info if you're going to be having other people in the video? I'm just asking.
Oh yeah,
yes,
definitely.
I would love to have some dancers. I am looking for some dancers for the video.
Okay.
Maybe two or three, and so
So, Cassandra, since you're going to be looking for dancers for the next up-and-coming video, where can the listeners tonight, are they going to QMG Music Group on Facebook to give you guys messages if they want to inquire about being in the video?
That'll be fine, QMG. They can definitely hit me up on Facebook. And inbox me to contact me because I'm definitely looking for two to three dancers, you know, or two.
Well, I think what I'll do, Cassandra, because you are the artist, I'm going to allow them to, why don't you give them a website or why don't you give them actually an email address for Daily or Sunny?
Yes.
Can they email one of you in regards to inquiries for the video?
You can use our Quest Music Group at Gmail.
Okay, so you hear that, our listeners, it's questmusicgroup@gmail.com. Don't give Cassandra any info because she's an artist, and I don't think we want to bombard her with that. But send it to questmusicgroup@gmail.com for any of those, or, you know, go to their page, QMG Quest Music Group, and let them know that you're interested. You want to thank our guest tonight for being a part. Excuse me?
No, I was saying they can also get in touch with us on Twitter at the same thing at Quest Music Group on Twitter.
Okay. Now, somebody's doing a lot of, I think, I don't know which one of my guests it is, but one of you guys are doing a lot of moving around, just so you know. I can hear you.
Okay.
This is Ty Jones. This is the voice of the people. And I just want to thank my guest tonight for being a part of the show.
Thank you, Ty. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us on
as your guest. And I wanted to, again, thank everyone that called in. And I want to thank Nino. I look forward to working with him. And Dean, thank you so much. And Ty, you know you are a blessing to the people. You are the voice.
Thank you so much, Cassandra. Dean, any final thoughts for tonight's show? You got any input that you want to give Miss Cassandra or the group that called in tonight?
First of all, thank you to all our callers for calling in. And Miss Kelly, you keep making that beautiful music. We appreciate you. Thank you for rolling with us.
Thank you, guys.
Most welcome. And now, Miss Ty, I have to say one thing.
Go ahead.
All right.
You can bust my chops. Are you going to bust my chops tonight, Dean?
No, I'm not going to bust your chops, but on this day 103 years ago, the greatest fraternity under the heavens was founded. And I just want to do a little toast. All right?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Because I think if I'm for certain, it better be, and I know you know I'm a brush. I feel like an honorary member sometimes. My big brother of another mother, Dean Geronimo himself, repping purple and gold. Is that who I think it is, Dean?
You are most certainly correct. And I just wanted to say, my father, who lay on his deathbed, said, "Son, my last word ever I die. The end is so close that I must drink a toast to the men of Omega Psi Phi. To the men who stand firm in their precepts. To the men who stand fast in their love. Who live, who die, who let the juice fly, the men of Omega Psi Phi. To the men who dare to have visions, to the men who dare make them come true. You take time to rejoice with the brothers of choice, the men of Fraternity Q. To the men who love the fair lady, to the men on whom ladies rely, women love the recluse with their flavors of juice, and the men of Omega Psi Phi. Happy Founders Day, bros.
Awesome.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you for that. Dean Geronimo, producer of The Voice of the People. This is my main man, a brother from another mother, always giving me some BSU love. Virginia State University is always in the house. And we want to thank our guest tonight. My final thought is this, people. I want to give homage to women that are doing their thing. I want to thank my guest, Ms. Cassandra Kelly of Greensboro, North Carolina. I want you to follow this young woman because she's such a beautiful inspiration. And I just want to thank her for being a part of my show tonight. And I also want to thank her manager, Sunny, from calling in from Orlando, Florida. Thank you, Sunny, for calling in. And, Sonny, do you have any final words for our listeners tonight?
The only thing I can say is this, is that make sure that no matter what you do, keep God in the forefront. Because without him, you can do nothing. You can do nothing without him. As long as he's there, you can do anything. So just
thank you so much, Sonny, for that. And you heard it first from Sonny Smith. He's the manager for Cassandra Kelly. Without God, nothing is possible. Put him first in all that you do. Now, we also got Daly, president of Quest Music Group. Any final thoughts and words for our listeners tonight, Daly?
Just make sure you stay tuned and check out and follow Cassandra as we go on this journey to get the music out there. Follow on Twitter, Facebook. And just keep God first. I have to go off of what my man said as well. And just stay positive and stay motivated.
Yes.
We thank you. Now, we've got two listeners that have just been faithful to stay in the studio with us. I'd like to give them a chance to speak and thank you for being a part of our show. Ty Jones wants to thank everyone for following us on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for your listener support. We always appreciate all of our listeners that support Blog Talk Radio, Ty Jones, The Voice. And we want to just give you a huge mwah from Ty Jones. I won't mention the guys. I don't know if they want to give you a kiss. And plus, you know, they're all.
Well,
we're not doing
nobody
that.
Nobody wipe off tonight.
No, we're
God
not
don't
doing that.
Give you a big kiss tonight. And like,
no, you gave him a kiss.
And I'll give a big kiss too, Todd. Yeah.
Dean, what you got to say, Dean?
What do I have to say? I'm not doing anything right now, all right? I'm just going to be a little quiet over this end.
I feel you, man.
I'm blowing a kiss to the brothers. You know, I'm going to say brothers because I'm a sister. So I'm blowing a big kiss to the brothers. But I'm going to give hugs to the sisters just on that spirit of sisterhood to let y'all know I thank y'all for being, you know, supportive of our show. Because it took a minute, just like you, Cassandra. Ty was doing a one-woman show. And so I want to even acknowledge my producer tonight. And Dr. J, who normally is in the house with us tonight. Dr. J's not here tonight. But these brothers are just very supportive of Ty Jones, The Voice. And this is a show called The Voice of the People because our inspiration is this. You don't have to be the J-Lo's and the Diddy's and the Jay-Z's of the world in order to have a voice and say, I'm doing something that's giving back. So that is my input for people tonight. To let them know that you too have a voice in this world and your voice is very important. And we at this show want to acknowledge all of those that are making contributions that are affecting other people in this world. So the voice of the people is definitely a platform. If you have something that you're interested in talking about, a topic, a situation that is going on and that you're making some headway, please let us know. You can leave us a message on Facebook, The Voice of the People. You know, you can hit up Dean Geronimo, like you said, on Twitter or Dean, where they can find you if they have any ideas about topics for our show. Where can the people find you, Dean?
You know what? They can catch me. Where can they catch me? I'm like the gingerbread man, right? I'm everywhere, but you know what? Catch me if you can. It's easy to catch me at omegahotspots@gmail.com.
Say that again, Dean.
Omega
Hotspots. Hey, Dean, we just blanked
spot.
Out for just a sec, so just give the listeners once more.
What?
Gotcha. So you heard it first from producer Dean Geronimo. Get at him at omegahotspots@gmail.com.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yep. Got me?
I try to have you.
I got it. You got it.
I got you. I got you. I got you on that, puppy. I got you.
All right.
So, Miss Tara, she's calling in from McLeanville, North Carolina. Miss Tara, any final comments? Or any final comments for tonight being on The Voice of the People?
Oh, man, I really just enjoyed the show, and I love to see the networking that we can do, you know, if we just try. So, I mean, hey, I'm going to listen to your show. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you so much, Tara. And you know what?
Thank you.
You're up in North Carolina, so I'm a big up North Cadillac every day, all day. I'm a neighbor of the Bronx, but y'all was a Duramite for a second. Lived in Winston-Salem, too. Worked in Raleigh, North Carolina for Radio 1. So, you know, North Carolina's home to me. So I thank you for calling in and repping North Carolina. Thank you, Tara, for calling in.
Thank you, Tara.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you.
God and bless. We've got Albert Lee calling in from ATL. ATL is one of my other cities. I love me some ATL. I did a lot of work in the acting industry, worked on a few TV shows, so I love ATL. Albert Lee calling in for the final comments for tonight's show.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. Thank you so much. Hope to be more part of this show. I thank you and appreciate your professionalism. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Albert. And if you would like to be a part of the show or if you have any topics or anything you'd like to discuss, please go to Facebook. And you can find us on Facebook. The Facebook address, just for those to understand how to get in touch with Miss Ty, you can find me on Facebook. It's T-I-E. Last name is Jones, Ty Jones, so it's T-I-E and then J-O-N-E-S. Then you can like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/T-I-E-J-O-N-E-S-T-H-E Voice. So that's Ty Jones, The Voice. And we are definitely one of those that you can just look up and leave us some messages. So when you go to Facebook, type in your browser, The Voice of the People. Go to the page and like us. If you got anything that you want to talk about, leave us a message. I want to hear about baby daddy drama. I want to hear about cheating on your spouse drama. I want to talk about it. You know, I want to know what you're doing out there. You got some issues, I want to know. If you went to same-sex marriages, I want to know. You know, I want to hear from you. Got some things going on, you know, like the Honey Boo Boo situation. Like she got her Honey Boo Boo's got some interesting stuff going on now, honey. You know, things like that affect people in this world. I want to hear what's going on in your town. Ty Jones might want to come to your town. You know what I'm saying? I won't know you until you talk to me. So that's what Dean and I are here to do. Producer Dean Geronimo, he tried to be nice about it, but Ty's not nice. I'm just real nice to you about it. That's what we're here to do. For America. So, Miss Cassandra Kelly, the Queen of the Throne tonight, you have any final comments for our listeners that really gave you some positive feedback, Cassandra, in regards to your music, your movement? You guys are very impressive. I know I'm coming down to North Carolina for Thanksgiving, so I'm definitely going to look you up this. Any final comments for tonight?
I just want to thank everyone that inspired me because, like I said, I write because of the people. I'm inspired by people and life experiences. So I just appreciate all the support that I've been getting from fans and friends, family. Thank you guys so much. And, again, I thank you, Ty, you know, for having us on, The Voice of the People. Thank you.
Welcome, sweetheart. This is Ty Jones, The Voice of the People. We want to thank our guests tonight that have been in the studio, Cassandra Kelly. She's from Greensboro, North Carolina. We do know that this is a time in life where you take things seriously, but also know to keep it light. So, Cassandra Kelly, thank you for being a part of our show tonight. I also want to just acknowledge the fact that next week we're going to take a break on a Monday because I'm getting into the Thanksgiving holidays. So we want to also acknowledge those and let you know that you should always do one thing and one thing only. Give thanks to God for all that you do. Thanksgiving holiday is coming up. That's Thursday, November 27th. So I'll be doing a special show out in Durham, North Carolina, just, you know, just to give thanks, be around family, eating some turkey and some dressing, and I'll call in and we'll do a light little segment. So, Dean, if you are available and your tummy's not too full from turkey stuffing and stuff like that,
are you talking about Thursday, Thanksgiving Thursday?
Nah, I'm not going to do it on Thursday. I'm going to actually it pretty much, you know, because I'm not going to wreck your floor. I know you're going to be stuffing your mouth and taking a nap and watching.
It depends. What day? Just tell me what day, what day, what day, what day?
Well, see, I don't want to step your... I would love to do it on Thanksgiving. I don't know if that's going to work for you, Dean.
Well, I'll be down in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, so... you let me know.
Well, I'm going to be in Durham, North Carolina, but, you know, I could do it. You know, it'll be a one-woman show if you can, but I would love to put you in part of me that day.
We're going to see what we can work out, all right?
All right, let me know. If not, if we got to do it that Monday and you don't mind, just it will be like a Monday night. Just keep me posted.
We'll figure that out.
So, Dean, I got before we let the lovely Cassandra go, and I know you paid homage to Omega Psi Phi, and I love that. So, any final thoughts for the listeners this evening that are listening in to The Voice of the People? Anything you want to tell them?
You know what? Tune in, tell a friend, get with us, The Voice of the People.
I like
with
that.
With Lady D.
Well, I like that.
And you know what? Again, thank you, Ms. Kelly. You know what? I think you got a lot of... Your Facebook page is full.
Oh, okay.
Your Facebook page is full. You didn't hear me, did you?
Oh, it's full. I said I've reached my... maximum.
Okay. I'm not mad at you.
Send me a request anyway so that I can... I'll work that out.
Let's see if that works. Because you know what Facebook told me? You will not stalk Miss Kelly. That's what it told me.
Oh, it's coming up a different message now. Oh, definitely hit me up on Facebook, definitely.
All right, will do. And thanks
okay.
again.
Thank you, Miss Kelly, and thank you.
Thank you, Ty.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. Thank you for being on the show. This is Ty Jones, the Voice of the People. Like I said, you can follow us on Facebook. Just type in the Voice of the People and like us. We would also love for you to follow us. Follow us at blogtalkradio.com/TIEJONESTHEVOICE. So that's Ty Jones, the Voice. I want to thank my lovely guest, Cassandra Kelly, tonight. Tune in. I'm taking a break for the Thanksgiving holidays. We will regroup. And that's going to be December the 1st on Monday. So my guest will be, her name is Miss Chantel Morant. Chantel is very impressive. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia. She's in her 20s. This woman is a professor at Clark Atlanta University. She's already been doing some wonderful things. I mean, she's a professor. She's partnered with RB3 Enterprises. And she's the Director of Communications and Management System International. Very impressive 25-year-old woman. And she's just doing her thing in Atlanta, Georgia. She's going to be our guest. She's going to be talking to us on Monday, December 3rd. December 1st. So tune in to that show. Miss Cassandra will be leaving us tonight. Miss Chantel will be with me in the studio Monday, December 1st, talking to people about entrepreneurship. How to be a young woman that's focused and in charge, and she wants other people to know that if she can do it and graduate, be a professor, and just do all the things she's doing, then you can too. This is Ty Jones, the Voice of the People. Thank you for being my guest tonight, Miss Cassandra Kelly. We love you, Ty Jones.
Thank you.
This has been a wonderful, wonderful night. I'm going to bid you adieu, and as I exit stage left, let me leave you with some final thoughts. Love yourself. All we need is love, like Miss Lady was saying, and it'll work out. So stay positive in the mental. Anything that you say on the inside does exude on the outside. Love your fellow man. That's what God wants for all of us to do. So on a final note, let's hear a little bit more before I exit stage left. Thank you to my guests. And all we need is love is what I will exit with tonight from Miss Cassandra Kelly. This is Ty Jones, the Voice of the People, along with Dean Geronimo, producer of The Voice of the People, bidding you a good night and farewell, ending with some Cassandra Kelly.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.